Yes, she sashayed in the studio here just moments ago. Did you get the M&M's, Ham? You did not? You know that she won't come in here on a regular basis. That's twice in a row.
You're dropping the ball, Ann.
Next time, three bags.
Three? And you have to pick out all of the blue ones and the green ones.
Do you like them or you don't like?
Yeah, no, I do like those.
You do like the blue ones and the green ones. Yep. So you don't eat the red ones or the yellow ones or the brown ones?
Not this time.
No. Well, that's absolutely true. Uh-oh. She just walked out. I'm wondering if she's going to get some. Well, you know what I can do? I have a little thing of chocolates over here. You're more than welcome to get into those. Okay. Well, first talk to me, and then I'll.
All right.
Maybe you want them up front. I don't. I think she wants the candies up. Okay. Oh, what is that?
I'll eat those.
What is that?
Tootsie Rolls. Oh, I'll totally eat them.
Yeah, you'll take any kind of candy.
Yeah, really. Just feed me. I don't care.
All right. Meredith has been working on the lottery story, Mega Millions. I'm dreaming of a $500 million. That's
right.
The way I look at it. Hey, look at this.
Do you have it?
Look at these tickets.
Look at
these tickets. And get this. I had mentioned earlier today, I went into the convenience store this morning and I said, hello, I would probably like to buy $10 worth of Mega Millions tickets. And the guy behind the counter said, why are you talking like that? Anyway, so I gave him my $10. And when the second ticket came out, it came out with, congratulations, you've received a coupon that could win $2, $5, or $10 free play immediately.
Wait, seriously?
Yeah. And what? So I got a $2. They said, you want the $2 in cash or do you want $2, more in tickets?
Oh.
I opted to roll it over and get another $2 ticket.
That's the lucky ticket.
That's what I'm thinking. This would be the lucky ticket. Now, here's the deal. How much is involved in this?
Today right now it's at $540
million. $540
million.
I would be willing to sell this ticket right now for maybe $5 million. Okay.
I think that's a decent deal.
You think?
I think, yeah.
Ann, put that up on our site, okay, so I can see if anybody wants to make me an offer.
Just so ashamed.
Because, this is I'll give you a chunk of it, all right? Put it up there for $5 million, all right? Okay, because this has got to be the winning ticket.
That's a lucky ticket.
Of course it is.
Oh, I didn't even know you could get tickets like that. I'm going after work.
That is only in Maryland. Only in Maryland, I think, where they kick back money to you. Not all the time, but they will do that, from what I understand. This is some kind of... Well, here it is. Now through 4-1, collect wishbone circles and starburst. What the heck is all that stuff? I don't know. Anyway, I have my lucky ticket.
That sounds like a lucky ticket. Now, I'm going this afternoon.
All right. Well, if you don't see me...
Yes.
Monday. You know what happened.
We know why.
All right. Very good. Now, let's get into this a little bit. You went out on the town. You talked to people?
I did. It is, this is the world's largest lottery ever.
Is it really?
This
is like
lottery,
the biggest in the United States?
In the world.
In the world?
Yep. The lottery people have done their research.
No kidding.
European, South American lotteries. Yep. We are the biggest.
You talk to that wacky guy, Buddy Rugow, or whatever.
He used
to be with the Maryland Lottery, now he's with the D.C. Lottery.
Yeah, he is a riot, and he was the one who told me that. Yep, he said that we're calling it the planet's largest lottery. Yep, at $540 million, and that was like of this earlier this afternoon. And he said yesterday
that could go higher?
Yeah, it could still go higher.
Because it's based on play, right?
Yeah, it's based on play, and I talked to the executive director. Oddly enough, this woman's last name is Otto, which I think is great because it rhymes with Lotto. Yeah, she's the executive director.
Otto from the Lotto.
She is Buddy Rugow in Virginia, and she said by Friday, one in every two adults will be playing the lottery for Friday night. So there's a lot of people playing.
Yeah, and I heard that what happens is the more play, obviously, the more combinations are kicked out, and that increases the odds of having a winner.
Yes.
And they're pretty sure we're going to get one tomorrow night.
Yeah, they're
right?
pretty sure they're going to get one because Tuesday night, it was like $363 million, which was like chump change.
Really? Who wants that?
You can maybe get a house in Georgetown, maybe half of a house for that.
Yeah, really.
So,
I couldn't even pay off my credit card.
Right. On Tuesday night, roughly 66% of the combinations were played.
Okay.
There's 175 million different combinations.
Okay.
So 66% of those. And looking at all the people who are going to be playing between now, for Friday night, Buddy Rugow said, we're going to be up until like the 80, 90th percentile. There will never be 100% played because when you generate randomly from the computers, they don't know what numbers have been played and what happened. So it's a very small percentage, but they're counting on it.
So more than likely someone or multiple people.
Multiple, because this is played across 42 states and district and the Virgin Islands. So you could be sharing with somebody as far away as,
You know, it'd be a real drag. It'd be a real drag if you had like $560 million in there and you had 560 people win.
Right, right. It'd be like, really? You know, this is it?
Split it.
I don't even want this money. Yeah.
By the way, is there a threshold where people play the lottery versus, you know, not playing the lottery? Because I find it funny sometimes. I've seen people in line today at the convenience store. I always stop and get a coffee in the morning. And I don't play all the time, but I've been excited and I played it, you know. But and I played it on Tuesday night. But what's the difference? I mean, you know, if you could win $1 million versus $100 million, that's what drives it. That's what drives more people in.
Buddy didn't give me a dollar amount, but he said he called it when the jackpot gets outrageous is the word he used, because when you get into the triple digits, and not just the triple digits of millions, but we're talking about $500 million.
Yeah,
that I think kind of piques people's interest, and it's like, well, it's a dollar. You know, what else am I going to do?
Yeah. What would you do with $500,000?
I was thinking about this because obviously it's going to happen tomorrow night. What I would do is for a year, I would just drive around D.C. and break every parking law out there. I would like just park wherever. I park in the middle of the intersections. Tow my car. Go ahead. I'll buy another one. And at the end of this year, because I didn't, you know, because it's very important, I would buy the Batmobile. And that's about as far as I've gotten.
Oh, man.
So I know.
The Batmobile.
Right. Who wouldn't want the Batmobile? I don't want that.
The real Batmobile?
Absolute. Well.
Remember that guy the other day? He had a pretty cool looking car. What was that?
It was a Lamborghini.
That was a Lamborghini?
Yeah,
the guy with the Batman suit?
Yeah. I don't know.
He was driving a Lamborghini? Yeah. That's like $200,000.
Yep. Yeah. Well, you can. That's what I'm going to do. So I'm going to just drive Lamborghinis around and let them get towed and impounded. And then the last car is going to be, I'm thinking probably the Batman from the Tim Burton movies. I mean, the one from the most recent one's pretty cool. That's not really street appropriate.
No. I like the original. I like the one that was in the movie
the
back in 1966. You know, with the, like the
the Adam West Batman?
Yes.
Oh, that's
to the Batcave, Robin. Yes, well, I'm showing my age, but
no, I used to watch that on. Well, it was reruns, but I know what you're talking about.
I was
going
to say you weren't around back then.
Yeah. Now, what would you do?
I would. Well, first things first, I would be. I already told
Ed
Kelly.
Say something philanthropic. I'm going to call shenanigans. That's what everybody says.
No, you don't have to worry about that with me.
Orphanage?
Are you kidding? No. I would donate it all to the Andy Park Save the Stomach Foundation.
Good. I will support that.
All right, now listen. Here's what I would do. First things first. I would go to the bank, and I'd say, hey, do me a favor. Give me a half mil in hundreds, would you? And then I would come in here, and I would throw them over the railing into the newsroom.
I like that. My desk is really close to where his office is,
right
underneath. So,
what do they call it? They call it making it rain or
making
something
it rain,
like that.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Making it rain.
But that's out of a strip bar or something, isn't it? That's what they.
It
use.
Is. That's how.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway.
All right.
So I would take. You'd be okay with collecting $100 bills.
Yep, absolutely.
All right. So I'd be throwing them over the railing here.
That's
maybe
great.
Only about a half million.
Okay.
Because I don't want to go overboard.
Yeah.
All right. And I told Ann I would give her some money.
How much are you going to give Ann?
Ten.
$10 million or like $10,000?
$10 million.
Oh, okay, I was going to say.
Because after taxes, she's only going to have $5 million.
That's true. The lump sum right now is about $360 million.
Oh, wait a minute, Ann. Maybe $7 million. Okay. Because if that's all I'm going to get, it's $360 million. I'll tell you what. I'll give you $1 million.
All right.
Just because I like you. Jennifer Harper in the other room, I'd probably give her $1 million. Just because I like her. Okay? The people I don't like around here, they'll know.
Yeah.
Actually, I kind of like everybody around here. That could get real expensive.
Yeah.
You know, I wouldn't have any money left.
Yeah.
Okay, forget everything I just said.
Yep. No, but yeah, I've been talking to some people, and one guy said, I'd just go to Hawaii, and that's it. Another woman said, you know, travel.
Yeah.
One lady said she'd just go bananas on iTunes. I don't even know if there's 360 million songs out there. But,
no, really?
Yeah,
good,
she's
good luck with
do
that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Downloading them. Can you imagine?
Right? God.
It'd be forever.
It'd be another $500 million lottery.
Yeah. All right, so what are you going to do now? You're going to continue to cover the story for the next 24 hours, or are you just going to... give up on it.
You know, I'm not going to give up on it. I'm definitely going to play. So I don't know who's going to write the story about me when I win and I like freak out. But so if you want the exclusive, I will be here on Monday morning for you, and you can talk to
the
fantastic.
If you win,
winner.
You come in here and I will interview you, and we'll get all the gory details as to what you're going to do.
You know what might have to happen. You probably have to call me as I'm on my chartered jet to the moon.
Yeah.
But I will absolutely be
car. House, boat,
I'll be out parking
husband.
My...
No, you don't want a husband. That would ruin everything.
I'll be parking my Lamborghini out on Constitution Avenue in the middle of the intersection.
Very good. All right, Meredith, thank you.
Good luck.
All right, thank you very much.